reflect on that. And also, many people in our circles would recognize, without any argument, that the moon landings were faked, okay? Now, you then have to question, why did they do that? Now, you can argue it was a financial reason, like people argue the vaccines and the lockdowns were about finance and that they were trying to, you know, they make money out of people's ill health. And NASA makes, I don't know what it was, it used to be some ridiculous figure, like $50 million a day used to be given to NASA. So you could argue the financial argument. But you could also argue that one of the reasons for the moon landing was because it cemented in people's mind that we saw the globe from space. That could have been the whole purpose of it. And then that puts us in a universe. So again, if you have these two different paradigms, and we just discuss the paradigms without attaching ourselves to either one at the moment, you have a flat earth and you have the universe. And in the universe, in the conventional view, we are specks of dust upon a speck of dust in an infinite. So our lives are completely meaningless, purposeless. You can be as nihilistic as you want. There's just no purpose to life. You're just spinning through the galaxies, and one day you'll be nothing. You'll go back to being a dust, and nobody cares about you. Your life has no purpose whatsoever, no meaning, and that's the end of you. And the other one, flat earth. Flat earth means that you are one of the few select people in existence, in the only realm in existence, and everything you do is of import, and that you are engaged in a struggle of good and evil, and you are on the front lines, and you happen to be physically incarnated in this realm, and you're one of few soldiers who are on the ground at this moment. And that's complete, everything you do matters. Now, some people say to you, oh, Francis, that's a bit twee, like, oh, you know, that maybe, why does it matter anymore if you're on a flat earth and you're going to die anyway and turn back to dust? And they could argue the toss about that a little bit, but certainly there's an element where if the universe is infinite, you're less important than if you're in a finite realm and you're inside a dome and a flat earth.
Did you see, by the way,